We now go back to St. Louis and bring in the assistant general manager of the San Francisco Giants, Bobby Evans. Bobby, how are you?
Hey, ready for game time, Marty. How are you?
Oh, just terrific. You know, back here, of course, in the Bay Area, everyone is very excited about what's going on. Describe the atmosphere for me of St. Louis and just being around the ballpark.
Well, it's a media blitz. I mean, there's a ton of guys on the field as I speak. They're just wrapping up BP, and guys are, get a chance to be back on the field. They had a brief workout yesterday, and I think they only went through a couple of hitting groups because of the rain, but everybody got their work in today, and I think they're coming in as I speak. So it's a beautiful ballpark. It's a cool, crisp day. I mean, it's in the high 50s. I'm sure it's going to get cooler before game time.
What are your keys? And I'll just say this. We've been talking about this since noon our time, so almost 4 hours now. I brought up the bullpen, the left-handed relievers on both sides, because you got a lot of lefties in the lineup. Michael Morse coming off the bench may be a key. What do you see as the key to this series?
Well, I just love to see our starting pitching, do their thing. I mean, that's, first and foremost to me. And, the bullpen has been a key element all year, but I think we really feed off of the starters and give us a chance to take this game close all the way to the end and scratch across enough runs to finish with more than them. It really comes down to starters for me.
Yeah, I agree, and I gave the numbers on the starting pitchers, just the pitchers in general, in that Washington series and in the playoffs so far. Opponents are hitting 157 against Giant pitchers, 30 for 191. Michael Morse is back. He is not in the lineup today. How do you foresee Morse being part of this?
Well, he'll be maybe one of the first guys, if not the first guy, that comes in a pinch-hit type role, at least. As we start out today, that's the way we're looking at it. I don't know, depending on game to game, whether Boats will ultimately give him a start or not. The initial plan, though, is off the bench, get his legs under him, get some at-bats as they come, and we'll see how the series plays out. It's nice to have him back. It's a threat coming off the bench and could be, the right guy at the right time with the big fly. That's what you look for.
Yeah, I thought of it, and again, I'm into the Randy Choates of the world and Marco Gonzalez, seeing them come in to get a lefty, and maybe Morse is the weapon off the bench to do it. I would think that may be Bruce Bochy's first choice.
Yeah, depending on the situation, at what point in the game you're making the pinch hit opportunity. I mean, he's a great option, and you'd love to have him come up with runners on base. But again, it just depends on the situation and. It'll be nice to see him back out there.
Boy, absolutely. All right, Bobby Evans with us, assistant general manager of the Giants. Have you had a chance to watch the American League playoffs at all?
Yeah, it's been crazy.
Isn't it?
Just when you think it's going one way or the other, it switches back, and in both cases, the Orioles have come up short. Well, they're, I guess, tied now, but it's going to be interesting to see how the series plays out and some good baseball, but it's right now a hitter's series.
Isn't it amazing? And, of course, the National League is always just a little bit different pitcher-wise. But, boy, what a difference in the two leagues and the DH. And, again, you and I have talked about this at different times. The DH just makes a tremendous difference in the type of ball game you see.
Well, if you don't have that number nine spot, it does take some of the strategy out of the the manager's hands, in a sense. Your lineup's going to play the whole game, in a sense, and your pitchers get replaced, but it doesn't affect your lineup, and you should have hitters 1 through 9, and it does make an impact.
Bobby, the Cardinals, this is like the Giants, so we've had many people on today talk about the two franchises and complimenting both front offices, which is absolutely true. As you look at the Cardinals, though, this is a little different team than you saw in 12. And a little different team that maybe powered its way past Texas in the World Series. How do you describe the team that you're going to see today?
Well, a lot of people have described them a lot like us. I mean, they're certainly well managed, and they have had success from their rotation, and their bullpen has some experience. They've got a lineup that's just been a huge threat. I mean, you saw what they did against the Dodgers, and it does make you. All the more careful how you pitch to them, and at any given time they can explode for some big runs at key times, and you know, no game when they're down, can you count them out? And that's a big factor for us.
It's funny, you know, they go the whole year. They're 29th in baseball in home runs. They've hit 8 home runs against lefties, and all of a sudden they hit 5 homers against lefties in the playoff. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, the game is strange, and maybe the numbers caught up with them, and they found their way. But, you know, they're a great team at preparing for a series and preparing for these kinds of games. And obviously they have to hit good pitching to be in the position they're in. And they're a team that's hard to beat in the postseason. We've seen that.
All right. Describe your team. Here we are. It's, you know, 4 wins away from another World Series and this era of Giants baseball. Different team again. Different pitching staff, really. When you look at the starters, just describe in your eyes what you see in this Giants team.
Well, I think they don't get enough credit for the talent that's on the field. I mean, everybody has talked about experience in the postseason, which is, you know, invaluable. I mean, we don't discount that. But there's also a lot of talk about, you know, the effort and the professionalism, and that's all true. But I think it's a very talented bunch of guys. I mean, these guys have hit their stride at the right time. They're a team that knows how to win, but ultimately they have to have the talent to do it, and they do. And I think that's what's exciting about this club. I mean, you know, from top to bottom, this is a lineup that, you know, pitchers have to be careful. These guys are willing to take their hits. They don't have to be the hero. They don't need the big home run to be successful. They know that this is a team effort, and it's a good group. And the bullpen's been together. 4 of the guys have been together for both the 10 and 12 postseason runs, and you know, 4 of them are back here again, as I said, with Romo, Affelt, and it's a good group in Casilla, and so it's a club that you have to be prepared to see them fight to the end. I think that's what St. Louis is looking at.
Joe Panik, and you brought him up, and certainly right away the game was quick for him. Made a couple of errors, and then Dan Uglick came in, and then he was gone. And Panik has just could you foresee this type of impact from Joe Panik?
Well, when you look at his first full season in San Jose and then his subsequent season the next year in Double-A, he didn't make as much hard contact those 2 years. The one thing he did do is he did maintain his approach. He didn't, you know, make huge alterations to his swing. He went up there and gave quality at-bats. He went up there prepared, and he has a short swing, and he doesn't try to do too much. But for whatever reason, he wasn't having the success. But yet his overall strikeout rate and walk rate were very similar to what they were this year. What happened at AAA this year, you know, really looked like more of a breakout type season. In fact, our manager, I give him credit, Bob Mariano, you know, made the call and repeated this to us that, you know, this is a guy that can make an impact because he was just doing so well there. And we, at the time, we had anticipated, you know, getting Scudero back, and we were having success with Brandon Hicks. But as his production went down, even though his defense was still strong, we had to look at other options. And ultimately, we made the call, Brian made the call, Sabian, that we gave Joe a chance. And to be honest, he was only here to evaluate him and see how close he was. And to, again, the manager's credit at AAA, he was right. He came up here, you know, ready to compete and gave quality at bats and ultimately, you know, earned an everyday spot and eventually worked his way up to the number 2 spot in the lineup.
Boy, and he's done a great job. Bobby Evans with us. Bobby, Jake Peavy, and, you know, you're around the clubhouse, you see this guy, and, you know, yeah, we see him over the years, but, boy, this is a live person in the clubhouse, and you put him next to Hudson, they're almost like twins. Again, I'll ask you the question, did you foresee this type of impact from Jake Peavy?
Well, it's a good combination we have here between Guardy and Rags, in the way that they help our pitchers prepare, not only guys in the bullpen, but our starting pitching prepare. And we've got Buster Posey behind the plate. And that's a good combination for any pitcher on our staff. And we did see some good starts from PV, even though he struggled early with the Red Sox and he did have some bad numbers, I think a 1-9 record or whatever it was. I mean, ultimately, you know, our evaluations of him, having our scouts see him at least the last 3 or 4 starts he made with Boston, we saw arm speed, we saw command, we saw the pitcher that pitched for them in October, and we thought he could come help us in a window of August and September where we didn't know where Matt Cain stood at that time. And so we felt like it was important to shore up our rotation at that point. And fortunately, we were playing better baseball, you know, come later July. And so we were able to bring him in, and he's certainly exceeded our expectations in the way that he's performed. But he's a competitor, and at some level, we really don't expect any less. But the results have been, you know, very encouraging.
Boy, amazing! This is fun, isn't it?
Yeah, this is what we work for all winter long, hoping to get to this point where we can play in October and give ourselves a chance at the big prize.
Well, you knocked off Pittsburgh, you knocked off Washington, you're beating the whole darn league, and only St. Louis is standing between you and a World Series.
Well, there's some good baseball from Pittsburgh, especially the end of the year. They started out slow, and then Washington, of course, with their record in the National League, you know, some tough teams, and how the Cardinals beat the Dodgers, you know, we've got to work it out for us, but it's certainly a good place to be. This is where you want to be this time of year.
Yeah, it's fun. Hey, thanks so much. Enjoy the game, and we'll catch up with you, Bobby.
Thank you, Marty.
All right, as always, Bobby Evans. Boy, he always takes time to be on with us. Always appreciate that.